This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. We continue in Masechta Chagiga, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Daf, we're moving right along. Beishamay Omrim, Avian Shlamim. Beishamay says you bring a carbon Shlamim on Yom Tov. Even though, as we're going to see, Beishamay holds you don't bring a carbon Oila, because it says Lochem, which Beishamay darshins v'loy legavoya, that you're not to bring carbonis to Hashem, but Chagiga is for your Achila. It's for Achilas Hedyot, and therefore, you're allowed to bring a Shlamim v'ein Soimchen aleim. You can't do Smicha. Remember we said two pshatim, either because you don't need to, or because you could have done it before. Rashi is going according to the opinion. Like we said earlier, you do smicha erev yom tov. V'shoichtan b'yom tov, Rashi says, d'loy ba'inon tekef l'smicha shchita. You do not need the smicha to be juxtaposed to the shchita. However, avaloy oilos, you don't bring a carbon oilos, says Rashi, b'oysen shiachol havilach yom tov. This is talking about volunteer oilos, the carbon sibur oilos. Even Beishamai would be maskim, you bring it on Yom Tov. Okay. Dechsev, hu levadoi yeyasa lachem, lachem v'loy legavaya. Beishamai darshan zapasuk, hu levadoi yeyasa lachem, for you and not for on high. Okay. Beisalel oimrim, Beisalel says, mevi'in shlamim v'oilos, Besoim chen aleihem. Beis Hillel says, not only do you bring a shlamim, you could even bring a carbon oila. Because Beis Hillel does not darshin lachem v'loy l'gavaya, darshin lachem v'loy l'akam. Can't cook for a Gentile. That's why you don't have a Gentile at your table on Yom Tov. Besoim chen aleihem, and you do smicha. Okay. Taisa says, this sugya doesn't really belong here. It really belongs in Beyan Daf Yotes. And there is the Iker. And here it's brought along, Agav Grora, because it's talking about the Chagiga. And it's mashed that way because it's more Marech over there than over here. Okay, and you could prove that because Be'ah was taught before our Sugya. Says the Mishnah Vayter, Atzeres Shechalios Be'erev Shabbos. Shavuos, that comes out on Erev Shabbos. So Shavuos is a Friday. Now, what karbonos do you have? You have the karbon chagiga, and you have the karbon oila. The shlamim, we already said you're allowed to bring on Yom Tov, because that's for achilas hadyot, is permitted. However, what about the karbon chagiga and the karbon oila? So atzer shechalios be'erev Shabbos, Beishamai Yomim, Yom Tavayach Achar Shabbos. The day of Shechita is going to be on Sunday. Rashi says, Yom Tavayach Shel Karbonos Riyah, the Karbon Oilas Riyah, and the Chagiga of Yom Tif will be on Sunday. She'ain Kraven Loi Be Yom Tif Loi Be Shabbos. It cannot be brought not on Yom Tif and not on Shabbos. Now, Tosis has a problem with what Rashi says, because Bishlama, the Oilas Riyah, cannot be brought on Yom Tif, because again, Lachem, V'loi L'Gavoya. But the carbon chagiga also is not legavaya. It's for human consumption. So why would Beis Shammai say you can't bring the carbon chagiga on Friday? Tosfos quotes Rashi. Tosfos de Reyamaskel Yom Tavayach Achar Hashabbos. He says Perish Rashi Karbonos Riyah veChagiga Shein Kraven Loi BeYom Tov Loi BeShabbos Vlo Yitachin Loimar the chagiga Amay Loi. Why can't you bring the chagiga? Amay Shlomi Shlomim the Beis Shammai. Now. In the Yishalmi, we bring the Beis Hillel says that they said the Beis Shammai says to Beis Hillel the Yishalmi is mashma that in fact like what Rashi is saying that Beis Shammai would say that the Karban Chagiga goes along with the Oilas Re'iyah that the same way you can't bring the Oilas Re'iyah on Yom Tif, you can't bring the Shalmei Chagiga on Yom Tif either. And what Tosfos seems to be bothered by is why would Rashi be going according to the Yishalmi and not according to the Pashtus of the Bavli that the Shalmei should not have any problem with bringing a carbon chagiga on Yom Tov. Okay, but that's what Rashi says. So Atzara Shechali is Barav Shabbos. Beisham Ayomrim Yom Tovayach Achar Shabbos. The day of Shechita is after Shabbos. Beisol says, no, there's no special day of Shechita after Shabbos. You do it on Friday. You shecht even the carbon oil asriya on Friday. Umaydim! But Beisol would be maida. Shemchal aliyos b'Shabbos, that if the first day of Shavuos is Shabbos, so you can't bring the carbonis on Shabbos, then shayom tovayach achar Shabbos, then the day of Shechita will be Sunday. Says Rashi, yom tovayach, shal carbonis riya v'chagiga, shall Yom Tov la'achar Shabbos, she'en kraven loy b'Yom Tov loy b'Shabbos. Fine. The Gemara continues. Now, this Yom Tovayach, which according to Beis Hillel is when Shavuos comes out on Shabbos, and according to Beis Shammai, even if it comes out on Friday, so ein kayin gadol mislabish bekelav. On that day, even though it's the day of Shechita, the Kohen Gadol is not going to wear his special kelim. What does this refer to? Says Rashi, the kelim noim, his beautiful kelim, uveshuk, meaning his beautiful clothing in the marketplace. A Kohen Gadol, when he goes outside, he wears his street clothing, but if it's Yom Tov, he's going to wear his Yom Tov clothing. On this Yom Tovayach, the Kohen Gadol is not going to wear his Yom Tov clothing, because this, it's not Yom Tov, it's just the day that you happen to be makar of the Karbanos, but it's not Yom Tov. V'lav v'shas avoyda kamar. We're now referring to the big day kuhuna at the time of the avoyda. V'loy b'big day kuhuna kai, elo shalo yisna ba'is ayoyim. He shouldn't be looking beautiful on that day. Sheyoyim tevayach shalat saras achar Shabbos. The day of shechting of the Karban of Shavuos is Sunday. Sheyavino akol, everyone needs to understand that even though this is the day of Shechita, nevertheless, it's not a Yom Tov. She'eino hayom Yom Tov. Why? Now, the reason is, the Mishnah says, the Mishnah is going to explain, because we don't want this, it will look like they're conceding to the Tzedokim, because the Tzedokim say that Shavuos is always going to come out on a Sunday. So if this year, Shavuos comes out on a Friday, or a Shabbos, and we're going to push off the Karbanos to Sunday, then it's going to look like we're being maskim to the Tzedukim. So we tell the Kohen Gadol, don't dress in your Yom Tov clothing, so that everyone realizes that it's not really Yom Tov. Look at Tosfos. Tosfos quotes Rashi, Perish Rashi, "Bekelim noim shalai," in his nice kelim, "uvebeisai," "uveshuk shalai b'shas avoda." So Tosfos asks, "V'kasha l'mayri," I have a question on that. "Chada delishna loy mashmalei." The Lashon of the Gemara is not mashma, the Havalei Lamidkat, but Kelim Noem. It should say his Kelim Noem. Kelav implies his Big Day Kahuna. And also, if that's what it referred to, why the Kohen Gadol? Anybody also should not wear Yom Tov clothing that way. So Tosfos says we're talking about the Big Day, the Ches Big Day Kahuna. Because typically, even though Kohen Gadol is allowed to do the Avodah any day of the year, he could say, you know what, I'm going to do the Avodah today. But the Kohen Gadol would typically choose Yom Tov to do the Avodah because of Kavod HaYom. But on the Yom Tovayach, we would say, don't choose this day to do the Avodah and wear your Big Day Kohuna. Because it looks like you're conceding to the Tzedakim. Okay, the Gemara continues. Amar Rav Lazar, the Gemara begins. Amar Rav Lazar, Amar Rav Yishia. Minayin la'atzaras sheyesh la tashlumin kol shiva. How do we know that Shavuos has makeup all 7 days? Meaning, how do I know if you're not makar of your kavanas on Shavuos proper? You can make it up for 7 days. Now, according to Beis Shammai, you're not allowed to bring even the carbon chagiga on Shavuos or the oil asriya, so you have to bring it after. According to Beis Hillel, you could bring it then, but how do you know you can make it up for 7 days? Shenemar b'chag ha-matzois, u'v'chag ha-shavuois, u'v'chag ha-sukois. Makesh chag ha-shavuois l'chag ha-matzois. It compares the festival of Shavuos to the festival of Matzos. Ma Chag HaMatzos Yishlo Tashlumin Kol Shiva. Just like Chag HaMatzos has a makeup for all 7 days, because 7 days are Yom Tov. Av Chag HaShavuos Yishlo Tashlumin Kol Shiva. So to Chag HaShavuos has a makeup for 7 days. Otherwise, why is it being juxtaposed to Chag HaMatzos? Says Gemara, maybe it's to juxtapose it to Sukkot and to teach that you don't have 7 days to make it up on Shavuos. Maybe you have 8 days. Be'ema makish l'chagash ha-sukkos ma'chagash sukkos yeshla tashlumen kol shmoyna. Af chagash Shavuos yeshla tashlumen kol shmoyna. So Gemara says, no. Shmini rega b'fnei atzmaihu. You can't make it up on Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres is a Yom Tov by itself. So Gemara says, that's not true. It's only a Yom Tov by itself. We had this in the Gemara in Be'a. We're in Be'a. We had this in... Actually, we had in Rosh Hashanah.
The Sugya is also in my Yikatan.
Talking about whether, how we count towards the Shleishim.
Right. So it says, Gemara, Eimar da Amri Shmini Regal Fnei Atzmai. When do we say Shmini Atzeres is a regal by itself? Pazar Kosev. That's only regarding Pazar Kosev. These are the six ways that Shmini Atzeres is a regal b'fnei atzmai. Let's take a look at Rashi. What are the six ways that Shmini Atzeres is a regal b'fnei atzmai? There's a mnemonic, Pazar Kosev. Pazar Kosev stands for pious, the lottery, Zman, Shachianu, Regel. When you say the tefillos, you say a different name, meaning you don't say Chagasuka Sazeh, you say Chagashmini, Chagatzar Sazeh. Carbon, the carbon Musaf is different. Shir, the Shir Shal Yom is different. And Bracha, that there would be Mavarech, the Melech. Look at Rashi. Because how many carbonos are brought on? On Sukkot, 70. And there are 24 mishmaris. So you go through the mishmaris once, 24. A second time, 48. And then the third time, you only get through 22. Right? You're only going to get through 22. So you would think, so Shmini Atzeres, the missing two mishmaris, they'll serve Shmini Atzeres. No, you do a new pious for Shmini Atzeres. As man as you make a Shechianu on Shmini Atzeres. Rega, like we said before, you say the name of the Shmini Atzeres, not Sukkot. Carbon. We know that on Sukkot you go down from the Parim are 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7. On Shmini Atzeres it goes down to 1. The Shir Shol Yoim is not the same as Sukkot. And Bracha, there would be Mavarech the Melech as a memorial of Shlomo that it says that they bless the king on Shmini Atzeres. Okay. Says the Gemara, Shmini, so that's only Inyan Pazar Kasev, Aval Inyan Tashlumin, but regarding makeup, Tashlumin the Rishon Hu, it's a makeup of the first. It's a makeup of the first, the Tanan, Mi Shaloi Chag, B'yamtav HaRishon Shachag, Choy Giges Kol HaRegel, B'yamtav HaAchrayin. Regarding makeup, if you didn't bring the carbon on the first day of Yom Tov, then you celebrate the rest of Yom Tov and the last day of Yom Tov. So don't say that the reason why we don't learn out from Shmini Atzeres is because even if we would, it's only 7 days makeup. Because Shmini Atzeres, you have 8 days to make it up. It's Rega B'fnei Atzmai. It's only regarding six things it's Rega B'fnei Atzmai. But regarding makeup, it's not Rega B'fnei Atzmai. So now the Gemara says the following principle. Tafasta maruba loy tafasta. Tafasta mua tafasta. Sro, you ever hear that expression? Tafasta maruba loy tafasta. If you grab too much, you don't grab nothing. If you grab a little bit, you grab. Somebody has he's in his car, and he has a million things to bring in. So he figured, well, I'll make one trip. So he's carrying bananas, apples, oranges, eggs.
One trip.
Right, what's going to happen? You're going to end up with nothing in the house. Everything's going to end up on the sidewalk. If you grab too much, you don't grab anything. If you grab a little bit, at least you'll grab a little bit. So that's a rule in Drushas also. If you have two sources to learn from, one source teaches you a little bit, one source teaches you a lot, you're only authorized to learn the little bit. Because you have no right to learn so much if you could learn a little bit less elsewhere. Says Rashi, Kamakam Shatimsa, Shnei Drachim, Echad Toifes Meruba. Whenever there are two paths, one path, you're grabbing, you could grab a lot. Ve'echa toifes mura, one path, you grab a little. Toiv l'cha lispois ha-samura, it's better to grab a little bit. Sha'afilu ha'yu l'cha lispois ha-samuruba. Because even if you would grab the lot, v'tispois ha-samuat, And instead you grab the little, tfisascha tfisa. Your grabbing is a good grabbing. Sheyesh b'chal hamaruba hamuat. Included in the more is the little. Meaning, let's say you could grab a lot, instead you grab a little. Okay, so what you grabbed is legit, because even if you would have grabbed a lot, that little would have been in there. Avlam tisplay some ruba. But if you grab the lot, then you should have grabbed the little, so you grabbed them properly. So the bottom line is, we have two sources, but we choose to learn from the smaller one. So then what's Chag HaSukkos doing there? I understand Shavuos is juxtaposed to Pesach, because we learn out Shavuos from Pesach, but what's Sukkos doing there? We can't learn out from Sukkos anyway. Elo l'may hilchuso kosu rachman al Chag HaSukkos la'akushe l'chag ha-matzos, to compare Sukkos to Chag HaMatzos. Ma Chag HaMatzos to'an lina, just like Chag HaMatzos, you need to sleep over in Yushalayim, not, you know, you bring the Karban Pesach the night of the 15th. So that night you're staying over. There's a mitzvah of lina that you need to stay in Yushalayim the first night of Chol HaMoed. Av Chag HaSukkos to'an lina, so to the Yom Tov of Sukkos, you need lina. Just like Chag HaMatzos, you need to sleep over the first night of Chol HaMoed. So to Sukkos, you need to sleep over the first night of Chol HaMoed. B'hasam inalan, how do I know? By Chag HaMatzos, you need to sleep over the first night of Chol HaMoed. T'chziv ufanisa v'abayker, you clear out in the morning. V'halachto lo yalecha, and you will go to your tent. Says Rashi, a davar nifla. Why can maybe ufanisa v'abayker means the first day of Yom Tov? No, the ilu b'Yom Tov tchum in aser. You're not going to go out of the tchum. Now, Rashi in Rosh Hashanah Daf Hey, the Ramask of Fanisa Babaker says, no, it can't be Yom Tov, because on that day you're mechuyev to appear in the Azara, and that's what Rashi says in Sukkah Mem Zayin. And Rashi in Sachem Sadi Hamabez brings both Perushim. You need to be there because you can't leave because of Tchumen, and you need to be there because you need to appear in the Azara. So Tosis has problems with Rashi. Tosis asks, that Rashi learns, it means you have to leave the next morning because on Yom Tov you're not allowed to leave because of Tchumen. Now let's think for a moment. This is good according to Rabbi Akiva. He says Tchumen are Dairaisa. But according to Rabbanon, Tchumen are only Drabbanon. If they're only Drabbanon, then maybe Pshat in the Pasuk is you have to stay over the first night. No, I have to stay over anyway because I can't leave because of the Tchumen. That's only Drabbanon. Yeah? So Taisa says that even if 2,000 amos is the Rabbanon, 12 mil, everyone agrees is the Reisa. Says Rabbi Chanan, or the Rishon, quote at the end of Tosfos, there are two kinds of lina. One is because of the Yom Tov, and the second is because of the Karban. And the lina that we're learning from here is, even if you don't bring a carbon, you still have to stay over because of the Yom Tov.
Even though the pasuk says also the chalta.
Also, another one. One second, what?
The pasuk is referring to actually eating the carbon.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't necessarily have to be referring to everyone who eats
it. Well, the pasuk says what?
The pasuk says "Uvishalta v'chalta v'makanashay parashan l'kecha ba ufanisa b'avayker v'alachta l'ayelacha."
Mm-hmm.
So the pasuk is on ufanisa after you eat the karban.
Let's read Rabbi Chanan. So he says, "Rabbi Noach Chanan tirates the beis in yani linahim achas misham yamtiv, one because of yamtiv, v'ashenis misham karban shetan lina." The second is because of a carbon that it requires lina, v'hasam af b'chulo shalmoid. There, even if you brought a carbon on chalamoid, v'hacha mashma v'hidi bikurim, lina v'carbon mashma. This is mashma in the sugyan bikurim, lina and carbon is mashma, doing lina mishum yamtif. V'chein v'atzin v'yisham v'gabayahim mishna d'bikurim,
Hada idmar kishaini mam carbon ava yeshiman carbon beloy kachdin alin machmas a carbon. Seems like there are two kinds of linas. There's lina because of a carbon and because of the yamtif. Okay, we'll hold it over here. Shkayach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.